To the left of the wooden beam is the middle of the display cabinet, and we have a small metal box with apparatus used for sending light messages in Morse code during the Great War. In front is a small grey model of a Great War tank made by someone at Bovington Camp in 1941. Nearby are two military-issue electric torches. These are around 35 centimetres long, the light at one end and a clip for a belt at the other. Next to these are two bayonets from earlier military conflicts. It's a Long Way to Tipperary was played on a small portable harmonium. This instrument is said to have been played in the trenches in 1918 and came back safely to Blandford. The two wars meet here. On a shelf above the Great War torches is a collection of patriotic textiles from World War II. A headscarf carries a popular design with slogans on coloured posters as if pasted on a brick wall. The slogans say things like, "Save for victory," and "Lend to defend the right to be free." Above the scarf are embroidered napkins with messages such as Christmas greetings and various flags and a coat of arms. These were sent home to his wife Olive by Albert Gardner during World War II, and his daughter and family still live in Blandford. Further left is a white silk handkerchief with a floral border and military insignias from World War II. On a raised shelf to the left is a naval jackknife, a small double-ended switchblade with a loop for carrying. Next is a cylindrical tin of cooker fuel tablets, together with a three-legged folding stand. Below these are two field first aid kits and some anti-gas eye shields issued to members of the armed forces in World War II. On the shelf above is an aircraft clock, small and black and a bit larger than a wristwatch. It was in the cockpit of a German aircraft and is jammed at 21 minutes past 7, the moment the plane crashed. In front of the clock are some public information booklets about how to protect yourself and your house during air raids. Next to these, a three-tiered pedestal holds a Russian medal, the Dunkirk Medal, the Star Medal, and the Defence Medal. The top level holds the documentation for the Russian medal. It is a 40th anniversary medal awarded in 1985 to a Mr. Whitlock who had served on the Arctic convoys between 1941 and 1945. To the left of the clock is one of 38 million gas masks issued to all civilians for fear of gas attacks during World War II, and the masks were also available for dogs and horses. It is a small red and blue gas mask with built-in goggles for eye protection. Left and rear of the mask is a portable water heater with a khaki-coloured sleeve. It dates from the Great War and held enough water to make the British Tommy his indispensable cup of tea. To the front left of the heater is a military lantern hooded to shade the light from enemy aircraft. It is dark green with a wire handle at the top and about 25 centimetres tall. Behind the lantern is a rubber gas mask with acetate visors and charcoal and asbestos filters for civilian use. People carried them in cardboard cases at the beginning of the war to be put on if the air raid warden sounded his gas rattle. In front is a grey-green slatted hood to be fitted to vehicle headlamps to shade them from enemy aircraft on night raids. To the left of this is a pocket guide which gives information for new recruits of the armed forces, many of whom had their training at Blandford Camp. Moving left, we have a silvery fragment of a Merlin engine from a Hurricane which crashed in Poole Harbour in August 1940 and was salvaged in May 1983. Behind the pocket guides is a field first aid kit in a cardboard package containing basic medical supplies. To the left and at the back of the display is a gas mask for an infant, along with its canvas storage bag. In front is a khaki-green military petrol can with a handle at the top for easier carrying, and to the right we have a police and civil defence personnel gas mask with a separate filter connected by a flexible tube. In front of these is a World War II field communications telephone in a small green box with a khaki shoulder strap and for use by the Home Guard. To the left is a motor vehicle radio from World War II, similar in size to the telephone, but with dials and switches on the top and a frequency reader. Some of the World War II items in this cabinet are mentioned in context in our World War II Defences audio file.